Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games right here.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
To our mates at King G, welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
Yes, g'day, everybody. Love to have a company on a Saturday afternoon. The great news is the band is back together. Brent Reed is with us. Gerds MG. My name is Tony Squires. Welcome back, fella.
Great to be back, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great to be back. Yeah. Been a tough old day, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. You started badly, didn't you, with the soccer? Just quickly, because our listeners, they love it, don't they? Obviously, they're partly interested in State of Origin, but they're more interested in seeing what Brent Reed's children have been up to on the soccer field. What happened?
Well, the bars for the beaches, they were more like the Getafe of the beaches this morning. Oh, no. They slumped to a 7-2 defeat. Oh, my young fellow, he scored 2 own goals, poor kid.
Two own goals?
Broke down in tears, yeah. Had to give him a hug and get him off the field.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough morning. Older team won. I'll feed them this week. The older team, they'll win. They won 2-0. They'll get dinner this week.
What were the circumstances of the own goals? Was it a terrific shot and just, you know, collided with him? Or was it a back pass that went wrong?
No.
Goalkeeper fault at all?
No. To be fair, he was doing his job because they had him at right back and he shifted back in front of goal to cover the goal and the ball just deflected off him. Yeah, it's a bit unlucky. We conceded 3 own goals this morning. We've had an own goal issue this year, really. A lot of own goals.
At what time?
It's obviously something to do with the goalkeeper. You mustn't like him.
No, he's a good goalie, actually. Oh.
At what
goalie,
point do they lose the title, Barca of the Beaches?
Oh, it's on shaky ground, kids.
What's happened? Have they just regressed, or has everyone else just gotten a lot better because they've been such a dominant force for a long period of time?
I don't want to dive into it. I've got to wear some of the blame, actually.
Okay.
I'll take some of the blame, yeah.
Right. Like Freddie Fit from last year's Origin.
Similar.
And then turn it around.
I've been moving him around a lot in games. I need to stick to a structure and leave kids where they're best suited.
All right. And was the pain of that defeat, was it as ugly as Wednesday evening for you?
Nothing can top Wednesday.
Can you just go, what was it gone looking for, 50-6?
Tony, it's only game one. Series isn't over.
Yeah.
We'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Even I'm laughing as I say that. We'll bounce back. Somehow. Miracles happen.
How was beautiful Townsville for you, Rudy?
It was great. Mm-hmm. Great to be up in some warmth. Slipped over to Magnetic Island, snuck over there for a couple of hours and had a look around, and it was beautiful up there. It was a great night. Just a bad result, that's all. Mm.
Did you visit Tent City at all while you were there? Or was that where you stayed? Or?
No, I had a room. Yeah, and you just looked after me. Mm-hmm. No, I walked past it, but I didn't slip in there and, you know, start interviewing the locals.
The noise that crowd made when the players ran out was something like I've never heard before. Dobbo said it's just the best. It's the best environment he's been in an Origin arena. So it was a good experience.
Well, it's an interesting question whether I'll ever go back to a regional centre like that. It was a unique circumstance this year, wasn't it? But the reaction they got, the response, and the atmosphere up there was amazing.
How many did they eventually get in there?
I think it was 27 or so, 27 and a half.
Yeah, right. No, it did look terrific on the telly. Can we get, since we're at the top of the show, any news that comes out of there in terms of charges, fines, all the games from so far that we've seen this weekend?
Well, obviously there was the 3 charges out of Origin. Munster, Felt got fined and Fotowaka won game.
The Munster, what, for wearing those loud undies?
Budgies. No, for that cheeky little trip, or I don't know, would you call it? It wasn't really a trip, was he? Sort of lashed
little,
out with his
little
boot.
Kick in the belly.
He's a little bit grubby from Cam, but you're just a fine for him. And there's obviously been a fine out of last night, Apa Corrissau, for tripping as well at a Penrith loss. So that's about it.
All right. He just kind of leaned in and then thought better of it, didn't he, Appy?
Yeah.
So that's probably about right. All right, look, before we get into it, I'll just get a look at the Tyre Power scoreboard, just give you what's happened so far. So State of Origin, we'll get there next. New South Wales 50, Queensland 6, a record win for the Blues. The Sharks 19 over the Panthers 18. Wow, what a weird game of rugby league that was. 18-0, they came back from the Panthers but didn't quite get the job done. And 50-18, Manly over the Cowboys, 50-18. So Daly Cherry Evans has been involved in 100 points, but 50 of them weren't so happy for them. The other 50 were absolutely terrific.
Poor Val, on the other hand. He's had 100 scored in 3 days.
Yeah, that's very sad. MG, I just want to play you something from what you came up with during the, I think this is from last night's game.
Yeah.
Last night's game. Let's just have a little listen to this.
As Manly go on attack again, it's Perth where the sunset's last in the world.
Okay. Okay, all right. There's some stuff to unpack here.
Wow.
Perth, where the sun sets last in the world.
Oh, come on. He thought he was going to sneak that by. There was only me and Maroon there. We weren't going to pull him up. I mean, what have you done?
I'm not saying he's wrong. I wonder, is this one of the things that got you when you first played with the Reds, when you were lured over there? Was it the promise of seeing there being the last best people on earth to see the sunset?
Well, it was a major factor, yes. I think the young guy last night who made his debut, young DeLouis, he was from South Perth, and that was where the combo went. And I lived at South Perth for 12 months when I got there, and then I moved up near Cottesloe or Scarborough. And one of the fascinating things about Perth is that it's the last place in the world where the sun sets.
Isn't the place directly west of Perth then become the last place on earth that the sun sets?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, I got told that. Maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right, but I ran with it, and lucky Tony, our producer, caught it because now he's putting it on the show, you buffhead soprano.
If we deal with anybody, you know, who's involved in, what would it be, astronomy? 133 53, and just could clear it up. I think there
I do know that the sun comes up first in New Zealand.
That's
in the whole world.
Yeah. Well, there's this thing, though, where
on a particular day, Tony.
Than the sun setting and everybody going to bed because it's dark.
That's right.
That, I know for a fact that doesn't happen. It used to be Samoa. I think it was Cape Mulanu'u was described as the most westerly point on the globe past the international date line. And maybe that's what it's all about that day.
But
I think I'm going to give you that one, you know. I'm going to give
that's
you
part of your quiz, I thought.
You will be now.
Oh, thank you.
You start the quiz 1 point in front of everybody else.
Thanks, Tony.
What a bonus.
State of Origin, there's nothing like it. And it's Tom Trbojevic, a fitting first try scorer tonight. Cleary on the short left, short pass to Sims. Hits it down to Tom. Campbell goes himself, fools the ball with a dummy, and Queensland get on the board. Luttrell is over. Oh, Luttrell's night tonight. South Wales, they have had 55 wins, none as big as this. Full time, what a shellacking. Blues 50, Maroons 6.
It was an extraordinary performance from the New South Wales Blues from 1 through 17, but particularly that man, Tom Trbojevic, was brilliant. Gerds, just want to ask you, we talk often, you know, the fullback as being the key position. The fullback was a little bit like 5'8", and, you know, what's the centre do these days? Has he, in that kind of performance, changed the way that centre play will be and can be, given that he's back playing the middle, playing next to his other centre partner, Latrell Mitchell, at some point, just following the ball and making stuff happen?
He's a unique individual, Tone. He's a special player. Even Latrell, you know, when you saw Latrell get involved, he was over on his side of the field.
Yep.
So we all spoke about when the side was named how they were going to get those two players involved, because generally in the centre, sometimes it's a little bit of wait and see, you know, the what happens in the middle, how many opportunities I get, all this sort of this focus on that part of the game of bringing the ball out of the backfield and whatever. But he just took all that out of play and went out there with a mindset of I'm just going to the game, and wherever it is, I'm going to be there. And as long as I'm on my side when I need to be, when I'm there defensively, and obviously if there's a big shift over to the right, I need to be there. But other than that, the shackles are off, and I'm going to go hunt the ball like I do on a weekly basis with Manly, because that's what he does so well with Manly. You watch him, and we sat down at Magic Ground and just watched him behind the ruck when they had the football. And he's their main indicator. He directs them around, and they missed that last night. I think that's why Manly struggled for the first 15 minutes, because he's their loudest voice. And attack and defensive. He holds everyone accountable, but he's just directing people. And then when he pulls the trigger and goes, he goes. So instinctively, that's just what he does. So the fact, and you've got to give credit to the whole New South Wales side, the way that they went about it, and Freddie and the coaching staff, they just want Tom out there and they want Tom to play like Tom. And just because he's not a fullback, he can still play the way that he does to a certain extent for Manly. And that's exactly what he did.
And you need, obviously, Tedesco needs to be across that as well, because you don't want suddenly everybody trying to do the same thing in the same spot.
They had so many first receivers in that game. Teddy was there half a dozen times in the first half. Oh, a dozen times in the first half. Tom was there probably five or six times. You had Jerome on the left. You had Nathan on the right. And then you had Isaiah as well, as Damien Cook doing his stuff there from dummy half. Jake also could play first receiver when you want. They had so many options to get that ball wide and to the spaces that they created through being so aggressive through the middle. And when you got Latrell and when you've got Tommy, who are 105 kilos each and 6'3", and they want to get involved and ruck the ball or take the ball in the middle of the field, they're damaging just because of their pure size and the way that they run the football. And you could see that. There was a couple of times Tino really tried to come in and say to Tommy, get out in the centres there. And they had a couple of really big collisions. And Tommy bounced up first and played the ball quickly. And Tino was left in the ruck.
Yep.
So that was an indication of what they were going to do on the night.
There's a couple of things for me. I think James Tedesco probably had to suppress his game a little bit because Tommy was almost playing like Teddy would. And he deserves immense credit for that, right? To be able to pull yourself back and let someone else become that fullback, almost second fullback, who's roaming around the ruck all the time and looking for the opportunities. The second thing is, we talk about, you know, I talked to some people on Friday about, or Thursday, sorry, after the game, about whether Tommy will revolutionise centre play. And they said there's a few things that, and Gerd's talked about it then, you know, Tommy's a unique beast. You're not only talking about his size and his speed and his power, but talking to people about he's got amazing footy IQ as well. He's a really smart. Yep. He's a smart guy off the field. He studies commerce, I think, and he's a really smart guy on the field, really strong footy IQ, and you're not going to come across many players who've got those gifts, all those things working in tandem at one time, and that's what makes him different, I think, to you know, your average centre. I mean, he not only has he got the size and the power, the speed, but he's got the footy recognition, the footy brains and the footy IQ to be able to play the position and know when to pick his moments.
But he's also seeing that on a weekly basis, whereas centres who stay out there, they don't have that view where Tom every week at fullback has just got the best view of where the defence is moving, you know, what's happening around the ruck. So centres generally don't get a bird's eye view like that. So not to use that would have been a waste of a resource, having Tommy out there and just sitting him out wide and waiting for the football.
MG, we were worried, New South Wales supporters were a little bit worried about the Queensland pack, but the game worked beautifully for someone like Tarek Sims, for example, who I thought, you know, he was a kind of, he was outstanding. The ball for Brian Toto's second try, I think it was sensational, but also his defensive work.
It was unbelievable, Tony. And I, just quickly on Tommy, the last 8 weeks, I've never seen a rugby league player play better than what Tommy Turbo's done. I you know, obviously he's got to go a long way to be the best player in the game, be consistent, but the things he's doing, I've never seen a player be so dominant in a competition before. He's just amazing. But yeah, look, Tarek Sims, I think out of all the players in that New South Wales side, there was only one question mark, and it was Tarek Sims. Yep. He'd never started in the back row before. He's always come off the bench, but he quickly silenced all critics with his first tackle, his first run, that pass to Brian Toto to set him up for a try. Him and his second row partner, Cam Murray, who a lot of other people said as well, he's playing out of position. He's a lock. He's not a back rower. Well, tell David Fifita that, because David Fifita ran 19 times, and 19 times Cam Murray cut him in half. Payne Haas off the bench ran for the most meters in the out of all forwards. So the forwards absolutely did their job to allow the likes of Cleary and Luai and Tedesco and Latrell and Turbo to do their things. You've got to have a go forward. You've got to have some stability around the ruck. And Damien Cook had a couple of darts, and they were just on. They played the perfect game of rugby league. And for the first 20 minutes, it was a bit of an arm wrestle. But after that, the floodgates just opened up.
Yeah, it was all about momentum and then pace of that team, which is awesome across the park.
It's really interesting how Queensland responded to that in terms of stopping Tommy the next game.
Yeah.
You know, because I was talking to Greeny at the airport on Thursday about whether you can have someone who just shadows Tommy across the field and just goes wherever Tommy goes. Mm. But you can't do that because it just throws your defensive line out. So I don't know how they combat him. I don't know how they
take
stop him.
Take a slug gun out in the field with him. Or something. Tranquilize him.
if they generate so much momentum through the middle of the field and there's so many moving parts to their attack and they click in the gear the way that they did, whoever you put in the centres next time against those guys isn't going to have any more of a isn't going to do any better of a job than what those two guys did. They were at them all night. Yeah. And if Tommy's coming at you 8 or 9 times, he's going to get you 2 or 3 times. The only way that they can stop what they did out wide was control the middle. They had absolutely no control in the middle third of the field. And if they want to shut down their outside backs, they need to control that middle a little bit better, keep possession away from them, get a better kicking game and do all the fundamentals right. Otherwise, the same thing will happen.
What about this for Queensland? I'm hearing that maybe 1G Inglis could be coming back from Warrington.
Alfie Langer style.
Yes.
Has he been injured?
To partner maybe Will Chambers.
Has he been injured? GI? I don't know if he's been playing, has he?
I think he's had a hamstring problem, but he might be back this week.
There's a little talk.
I don't mind the Chambers call. I mean, Will played all right last night from what I saw.
The thing with Will Chambers, he's getting better every game.
Mm. And he's a genuine centre. That's the other
thing.
He's aggressive.
Yeah. Well, are you going to take Clive Palmer's advice and play Israel Folau as well? Is that what you going to do?
Imagine Clive put the Queensland team. Oh, my God.
Gene Miles, you do need some big bodies in the centre. That's what
Gene Miles and Mal. Yeah.
That's exactly what you need. Because that centre combination, and you've been part of some of the great New South Wales centre combinations with Latrell and Turbo, was
unbelievable.
It's absolutely unbelievable.
Just incredible.
Moving slightly more towards the middle then, some of us were a little bit concerned about the inexperience of, say, Jerome Luai. He came out, and so did Brian Toto, as if they were just running around the park exactly as they had been doing for Penrith all of the season and for much of last, calling the referee bro, just having a good time. Astounding. I thought that Jerome Luai was great.
Well, I think the fact that he was just willing to pass on occasion and he just didn't overplay his hand, I think that's what the Penrith Haas do really well every week, and they did it on the biggest stage the other night. They let everyone else play. They realised that, Tommy was... He had the hot hand, give him the football, and the same on the other side. Jerome, if you're playing inside a guy like Latrell Mitchell and it's your first origin, just give big Latrell the ball and let him go. And on the back of that, they build their games. So, yeah, really smart play. He was good defensively, Jerome, and he's just a really good personality to have.
Yeah.
Both of those guys bring energy. And New South Wales, I have to say, when you look through their team, gee, they look like just a bunch of good blokes. You know, Freddie's got them all in there. They all look super happy, and I think it's a real reflection of that result the other night. And there's plenty of work to go. And I think the fact that how much they learn on the back of last year's Game 3 going into Suncorp is going to be really handy for them this year.
Okay, so Suncorp, Rudy, what happens? What does happen in terms of Queensland?
Well, hopefully they level the series. I mean, there's some obvious changes to make. Josh Papali'i, provided he gets through this weekend, will come straight back in. Hopefully, Kalen Ponga's fit, because he would add another dimension to them, particularly in attack. Kalen scares teams, and we didn't really scare New South Wales Wednesday night. So those two, I would think, would automatically come in. Maybe Ben Hunt on the bench instead of AJ Brimson's an option.
Yep.
And centre-wise, I mean, MG mentioned Will Chambers there. I mean, it's probably not a bad shout. I mean, he's... I know he's only been back about a month, but he's aggressive. He gets in your face. And, there's an image doing the rounds at the moment. A few of the former Queensland players caught onto it. It was on social media yesterday. The NRL put it up. And so it's an image of Jerome Luai standing over Felice Kafusi, basically screaming. I don't know whether he's berating him, but it's done the rounds with some of the old boys, and they're not happy about it, suggesting this is the arrogance of New South Wales that, you've got Jerome Luai standing over the top of Felice Kafusi, just giving it to him, basically. So, Will Chambers gives you a bit of that fire, a bit of that brimstone. I reckon, provided Will be willing to come back, it's probably not a bad shout.
All right. They got a bit unlucky, obviously, Christian Welch going early, who's a terrific forward, as we know. What's the latest with Dane Gagai in the hand? Did he break his hand, or is there a we'll find out anyway?
Well, they were getting scans. I texted them last night, and they were getting scans. There was no rush because he wasn't named this weekend. So,
All right. Well, as we get information, we will pass it on to you because that's what we do here at the Saturday Scrum. All right, looking at that Tyre Power scoreboard one more time. The Sharks 19, the Panthers 18. It's interesting, isn't it, when the Panthers kind of knew they were going to be hit hard by State of Origin. They were last week where all the stars are out. Then they're the first game back post-Origin with the smallest amount of rest between. And, of course, a lot of those players just didn't play again. Matt Burton, though, after being 18-0 down, thought it was all over, they came back, almost got the job done.
It's a funny one, Tone. I mean, after a really good win in Origin, you really look forward to going back and playing club footy. Everything slows down a little bit. You're obviously in good form.
Yep.
You take a lot of confidence out of that. And I reckon those guys will be disappointed. Now, I know that Ivan's got a plan. He probably put it together at the start of the year, and I don't know how it's going to end up. We have to wait and see. But I know the Melbourne Storm have named all five players today to play, including Christian Welsh that was injured. And they've been through it how many times? The Storm have had to, and some of those clubs just go through this every year. So it's a little bit new for Penrith, and they need to manage it the way that obviously they're going to manage it. But yeah, I reckon some of those players, and I get Nathan with the cheekbone and maybe Isaiah, but some of those young guys, you know, in their early 20s, Origin's all about getting the job done on the Wednesday, then playing for your club that next week, and you actually thrive on it. So I don't know what their plan is.
Well, let's have a listen to what the plan may be, because Ivan Cleary did mention it post-game.
Probably made the decision before the season started, but, you know, banking a few wins at the start of the year obviously helps. It's a long season, and just thought in the interest of the like long-term, and just wasn't worth the risk. And, you know, I feel pretty confident that we'll benefit from that later. We won the second half 18-1, so I guess we can take that momentum into next week.
Were you a backup after Origin man, MG?
Yeah, I think as Gerd said, you're like even we played City of Origin and midweek and test matches, you'd be buoyed, because as Gerd said it correctly, the game was a lot slower than what you just come from, and you'd want to get out there and express yourself. And look, I've got no doubt probably that if they gotten beaten, New South Wales, that is, that maybe they might have had a chance to play. I don't think Nathan Cleary was ever going to play with that, you know, 8 stitches in his cheekbone, but the likes of Luai and Yo and maybe To'o might have thought about it if they didn't get the result that they got on Wednesday night. But yeah, look, I don't think it's all doom and gloom at the moment for Penrith. I think sometimes a little bit of adversity, which they haven't had much of in the last 18 months, brings a bit of a character out. And you know, you've got to feel what it's like to go down to teams. And last night, that agonising one-point field goal against a depleted team, but they still had the likes of Kikau and Coruscant and Crichton and Edwards. So they still had a really good first-grade team. Burton, who kind of almost brought him back on his own accord, that left foot steps lethal 10 metres out. But, they play the Roosters next Friday night, which is going to be an interesting game. I think Teddy's out today, Reedy just said, so... He'll be right. He'll be primed for a game at the foot of the mountains next Friday night. What a clash that's going to be.
I don't think Ty would have played. I saw him at the airport as well on Thursday, and he was limping, yet his knee strapped up. So I would be surprised if Brian Ty would have played. Sure. So, you know, obviously Cleary wouldn't have played, so you put a line through two of them straight away. But, you know, I think it's smart by Penrith. You know, they've got, as Ivan said, obviously before the season started, when they made the decision they're going to rest players for an Origin, they didn't have wins in the bag. But now you've got wins in the bag. There's no need to. You
know, Melbourne have got wins in the bag as well.
Why not? But how many of those Melbourne players will play today?
Well, I don't know. They're all named.
Yeah.
And
well,
plus
Christian Welch won't play.
And I mean, plus the buzz it gives. Like I remember when, you know, when you're young bloke and you're coming into your first couple of first grade years, and guys come back from Origin and their presence after they come out of camp, and then you get to play with them on that week, and all those little things, they make a difference to the guys around them. So, yeah, it's a big call. But anyway, we'll see, as I said, we'll see how it works out later on the year.
So as it turned out, as I said, 18-0, they were down. They came back, and MG, you're right, Matt Burton was terrific scoring those tries with that step. But Sean Johnson, who week he's just advertising himself now, isn't he, after being told that his services are no longer required at the Sharkies next year. A slightly wobbly field goal, Reedy, but it was enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're paying the big bucks for, isn't it, to step up when the game's on the line. He did that, Sean. He's in a really interesting position, Sean. Obviously, he's been tapped by Cronulla, and I'm not sure how much interest there is out there for him, particularly at the original asking price. I mean, he was originally asking for, I think, 2 years, about $1.6 million. Now, that's come down now, I would suspect. There's obviously some clubs looking at him. The wild card in it all is Canterbury. I think they're mulling over what they will do, because obviously the Kyle Flanagan situation, but I'm sure watching last night may have convinced them that it's worth having a lash at Sean and, and trying to get him there next year because, you know, as we said, he's a big game player. He's a big name player. He's on big bucks, and he did the job last night for them.
If they keep that footy side on the field, it's a pretty good team. Yeah. And if they can get some momentum, they're a side that can trouble any team, regardless of whether Penrith had, you know, half a dozen players out. Their first half was exceptional, completed it at 95%. They're a side that convert opportunities. So if you make errors in your own half, they've got the talent there in Moylan, young Kennedy, and obviously Johnson to make you pay. And they did that. They've got a long-range try in them. So defensively, they've got some tough, rugged forwards. That Rudolph ran, I think, about 170 metres and did 38 tackles in 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So they've got some real footy players there. Talakai is good. Mm. So, yeah, they're a side that at the back end of the season can really trouble some of the better teams, and they can become one of them if they keep on that trajectory.
Reedy, you're sitting in a dangerous seat there. A few weeks ago, Aaron Woods was sitting there. He was then told that following week that he wasn't going to be at the Sharks next week. Last week, it was Wade Graham who was sitting where you're sitting. And
actually, the week before Woodsy, wasn't it Christian Welsh?
Christian Welsh, it was. Oh, indeed, Christian Welsh.
Wow. You're saying I should get my finances all the time?
I'm just saying. Watch the eject button, bro. Watch the eject button on it.
Well, Wade Graham's a really...
Oh, that was so, you know, having him right there a couple of weeks ago and then to see him...
That was awful to watch.
Yeah, and, you know, the head in the wrong place and then getting hit twice, basically, wasn't he? He got hit with the hip and then was it the knee on the temple as well. That didn't look good at all.
No, and it's a really difficult situation because, you know, everyone loves Wade. He's such a fierce competitor and captain of the club, and he's so important to them. But we've seen what the Roosters have done with Boyd Cordner, giving him a long break. Boyd is due back soon. But, you know, Wade's had similar issues. He's had a few concussions now, and, you know, I think they're going to – I would think they'll go really slow with him and take some real precautions because they're in a difficult spot. He's in a difficult spot at the moment.
Well, we heard that he actually passed his HIA test and he didn't go back on because of the leg injury that he had. So he kind of hyperextended his knee during the whole business.
Well, I don't think he would have been allowed back on anyway time because he had loss of balance.
Yeah.
So that's immediately, I'm pretty sure that's immediately rubbed out for the game. But you still do your HIA assessment. So they've got a baseline to judge you during the week on.
Those HIA assessments in the fair dinkum department, because there's always, I know they you know, got the questions right. What are the questions? Does your head hurt? Yes. Do you want to go back out? No. Oh, yes, you've got all the questions right.
What's the score?
Yeah,
you know,
where are you?
The month of the year's backwards and all that sort of stuff. So it's not...
There's some numbers you've got to do, I think,
The months of the year backwards?
I think so.
What about the alphabet backwards? Can you?
Yeah, I think so too.
Right.
Yeah, really? I'd be gone. I'd be worse before the HIA, I reckon. But I must know, I know that myself in my last year of footy when I was 32, I think I got two head knocks that when looking back on the footy footage, I went, man, that was nothing. That was just a glancing blow. You know, once... young Longy, the blonde bloke from Sharks.
Nathan Long,
yeah, playing him at Penrith Park, and I went to tackle him, and I just put my head in the wrong spot. But it wasn't a low tackle. It was kind of his hip glanced my temple, and it was the worst concussion I've had. I think the older you get, I suppose, the worse you are or the more susceptible you are to getting a glancing blow because – we're seeing it now with these players that are, you know, Jake Friends and Wado and Boyd Cordners of the world. They're not these. It's not happening to the 19 or 20 year olds. It's happening to the guys who have played a lot of footy and they're starting to mount up. And it's that last night that looked scary for Wado when he got up. I must confess that was the worst one I've seen this year. And I agree, Tone. I don't know how he passed the HIA test, but I look, they had a duty of care even if he wasn't if he was right to go back or not to let him play.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the difficulty they have. We all agree with the, you know, the crackdown on high contact with the head, but there's a lot of this stuff does happen in just the run of play.
Yeah. I think it's over 70%.
Yeah, just tackling out the hip or the knee or whatever it may be. I just want to hear also from Josh Hannay, just talking about, you know, how stopping the play if somebody's down and you've got momentum and happened with Kikau going down. Have a listen to what he had to say.
It's ridiculous.
What is your understanding of the rule there? I know players have to come from the field 2 minutes, but I thought it was for serious injury.
Yeah, I thought the rule was for serious injury that play would be stopped, but if it was deemed not serious, that play would go on. So, yeah, I know it's a difficult one for the people in charge out there because you are dealing with people's health. So I get that, but it kind of looked like it wasn't a serious injury, and we probably could have put the game away there if the game was allowed to flow. Thankfully, you know, we're sitting here and we're celebrating a win.
Yeah, it was an odd call, wasn't it?
Well, they brought that rule in, didn't they? If the game stopped for a play, you've got to go off for two minutes. But I mean, if it stops the momentum, then it's probably worth it.
Billy did that. Billy had that injury ready down the other end of the field.
He did, yeah.
And he ran back up 80 metres, and then they just treated him. It's a definite ploy.
They should have just rolled him off the side of the field and played on.
Yeah. And if that's your club, you know, if you're a Shark supporter, you'd be livid.
Mm. Yeah. Is that what you would have done with the when your kids are playing?
My kids, yeah. Just roll them off
the field.
Please don't. Listen
with
to
a kick up the butt after the way they played this morning.
Is there an update on some injuries?
Just an update on a couple of the South Sydney boys. Jai Arrow has a rib cartilage injury. He'll likely be fit for next week.
Okay.
But Dane Gagai, good news. He's been cleared of that broken hand, so he'll be for Origin 2 and for South.
Welcome to Tony's Spotting Quiz.
It's so bad it's good, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a quiz day for you today.
I know.
You've been asking lots of questions.
I have. I have no answers.
You were cranky this morning after the Swannies loss.
Yeah, that wasn't just a loss. It was an absolute schmozzle, beaten by Hawthorn, who was 17th at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The week before the bye, they had an opportunity to get towards a top four spot, but I'm not bitter.
Okay. Did Buddy play?
He played.
Okay.
I got a point for not being bitter. Okay. Now, look, before we start this quiz, just a reminder that MG is already on 1 point his information, which is, I think, actually closer to the truth than I at first thought.
Happy to go with that.
The sun sets in Perth is the last place on Earth for that to happen.
Okay.
On any given day.
Any given day.
All right, here's your first question.
What's our buzzers like?
Oh, yeah, test your buzzers.
Come on, don't get too excited.
Right.
Brent.
Yep.
MG.
Nice. Okay. How many stitches did Nathan Cleary have after?
MG.
Yes, MG.
8.
You said that earlier, but it was incorrect then. It's incorrect now.
7.
Yes,
Reedy.
Do you want to have a crack?
5.
Correct. 5 it is.
I heard 8. Gee.
The IOC Executive Board voted for Brisbane to host the Olympic Games of what year? Yes, Reedy.
2032.
Correct.
My retirement year.
Well, your retirement year.
Yeah, I'm plotting to retire at the Olympics.
Okay. 2032, how old will you be at 2032?
62.
62.
Mm-hmm. I'll go earlier if I can.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I would have too.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. You want to start at 1 o'clock? All right. It was a record win for New South Wales on Wednesday. Who holds the record for the most points in an Origin game? Yes, Reedy.
Gertz.
Gertz does indeed. With how many points it was?
32.
Correct. From which book did Gus Gould quote in his pregame? Yes, MG.
Game of Thrones.
Correct. It was the book, not the TV show.
No,
the book. George R.R. Martin.
Tell you what, that was spine tingling.
How good was it? I loved it.
That was unbelievable.
Really,
that was his best.
What was the set restart count in the state of
Ryan?
Yes, Ryan.
8-1. 9-1.
7-1. 7-1.
I was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. Look, you can. There's a
bonus. Get half a point for the one?
Yeah, you do.
Mark it down.
Wasn't it? What was the count?
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that a total?
Nathan, have you been keeping tally? Yes.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Let's be honest. The points don't really matter. Although, I am going to say that because of the bribery that's required to answer the next question, you'll get a point just for
buzzing in.
Just for buzzing in.
So you can't lose.
You can't lose.
Okay.
Spell. Farsul Malawi.
Oh,
I'm looking the ball back off. No, no, go look at it. Don't go looking at the newspaper. Yes, MG.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Are you Googling or are you just...
No, it's F-A, like a little apostrophe A.
Mm-hmm.
U-S.
No, it's not U-S.
A-M-A-L-E-A-U-I.
It's very good at the end. It's F-A apostrophe A-S-U-A-M-A-L-E-A-U-I, although I would have accepted B-I-G-T-I-N-O.
Yeah.
Bitino. All right. Which AFL coach stood down during the week?
Oh,
MG.
That's a big one.
Yes, MG.
That's a rush hour question.
Nathan Buckley.
Did he stand down, did he, Tony?
Yeah, he did.
Why?
From Collingwood. Well, because Collingwood's been going shocking. There's been kind of a review into what's happening. There's been a change. Eddie McGuire stepped down in the boardroom.
So is he going to get sacked anyway?
He's got a massive change, hasn't he?
I think there was there was an appetite for change. I think is how you best describe
it. Right.
In a daring robbery in Miami, two men wearing only shiny shorts and boxing gloves have escaped with more than $150 million.
Oh, yeah.
Who am I? Yes, MG. Who am I talking about?
Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Correct. Oh, yes. On fire. Rafa Nadal was knocked out of the French Open overnight by whom?
MG.
Yes, MG.
Djokovic.
Yes, MG. Oh, you're on fire. Brilliant. Which three clubs are adding teams to the NRLW competition in 20... Yes, Reedy.
Gold Coast.
Correct.
Newcastle.
Correct.
That's two.
Da-da. South?
Not South. No. Why isn't it South? It's the Eels. Wow. And finally, everybody gets a crack. Nearest the pin. How many days since Carmichael Hunt played an NRL game? Yes, Ryan?
A lot.
Okay. It's nearest the pin. You've gone for a lot. That's good. How many are you going for?
10 years, isn't it? 12 years. 365 days in a year. I'll go with 4,025.
4,025. No, MG?
4,024.
4,277 is the nearest the pin.
Nah, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That, oh, actually, you think a lot's better than the answer? Thank you.
I wasn't close enough.
Stand corrected. MG, you are the winner with 5 points. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.